Culture Educational Enrichment Program for Low to Moderate Income Youth in the Southern Dallas area. I say kudos to the council for that. I think that improving the rights of individuals, minorities, and different people to be able to expand their horizons and get an in-depth look at their culture and different things that might even foster them and promote them in moving forward is a good idea. I think that's good on the agenda, as well as I'm just excited about the item 24, 25, and 26, which is going to secure funds for our police department. How safe can we feel in the city of Dallas? 24 and 25 provide sufficient services to reach all eligible crime victims, provide a specialized, and I love this word, proactive foresight. How about that? Automobile burglary and theft program, equipment and vehicles associated with doing that. Thank you so much for that. And then I would like to speak on the construction of affordable housing for low-income individuals. And the good news is it's at no cost consideration to the city. Talk about fiscally responsible. There are, however, a few items on the agenda that I do question. Number one, items 6, 7, 8, and 9 pertain to lawsuits against the city. That's not doing good business. Why is that? Why is that? The other thing that I would like to address is there's item 31 and 52 speak of increases to contracts. My question would be, are these people we're giving contracts to who are low bidders, are they becoming after the fact high bidders because we're doing increases? Is it their negligence in miscalculating how much it's going to cost, or is it a consent of the government that necessary changes to whatever is being constructed will mandate an increase in funds? And finally, because I know my time is coming up, Southern Dallas Small Business Loan Program for the benefit of small businesses located in Southern Dallas is recommended by the Small Business Working Team of the Mayor's of Southern Dallas Task Force. That's what it's going to take to stimulate this economy. That's what it's going to take to put people to work. That's what it's going to take so that we the people can make Dallas a better place. There was a difference between Egypt and Goshen in the Bible.
Thank you very much.
Egypt was
Thank you very much. We appreciate extended time. Madam Secretary, our next speaker. Thank you very much.
Thank you,
okay, for being here.
Well, again, there was a lot of items.
And we appreciate you being here. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Your next speaker is Anthony Hill. Anthony Hill. Not present. Tim Simpson. If you'll please state your name and address for the record. Again, you will be allowed 2 minutes to speak. And if you will please clarify for the record the agenda item that you're speaking on. Thank you.
Good morning, City Council members. My name is Timothy Snowson. Reside at 2863 Marjorie, Dallas, Texas, 75216. The item that I'll be speaking on today, just kidding. Basically,
we showed you for agenda item 8.
Okay, I'm kind of late on things. Living of cost wage and benefits. Basically, what I want to state is the few minutes I have is that I've been down here a couple of times and spoke to some of the council's members one-on-one about my situation and a few other gentlemen who work for the city of Dallas through contract. And to receive the minimum wage we receive and not being able to provide for our families is a sad thought. But again, we were just hoping some of the city council members would kind of see things in a different way that we have to endure on a daily basis. I've ran out of options, and I'm pleading now. where we can get some help with this issue. Because the thing is, after experiencing water turn off, gas turn off, light, barely some groceries to feed my children, provide with insurance for their health, as well as school supplies and needs, it's getting hard. Gas is going at $3 a gallon. Somebody has to be somewhere to understand the situation I and the rest of my co-workers are going through. We need some help, ladies and gentlemen.
We appreciate it. That may thank you for being with us. I know Mr. Fairway wanted to visit with you, maybe over on the side there. Thank you.
Thank you. Your next speaker is Peter Johnson. Peter Johnson. Mr. Johnson will be followed by L. Charles Stovall.
Good morning. My name is Peter Johnson. I live at 7310 Black Willow Lane, Dallas, Texas. I appreciate this opportunity to have to be able to share some ideas with you all. I'm here regarding item number 8. It is a request for $250,000 to continue to pay a law firm that is basically involved in the business of fighting against labor disputes and civil rights disputes. And my interest in this issue is twofold. One is the plaintiffs in this case, we have organized and mobilized them because they brought ugly stuff to our attention regarding bigotry inside the city water department. It would seem to me that 170 some lawyers on the city's payroll. There ought to be some lawyers that can litigate cases as opposed to having to spend an additional $250,000, which will probably end up being about $750,000 regarding this case. It would seem to me that it would make sense for the city to take the advice of the Equal Employment Opportunity Commission, EEOC, suggested this particular case should be mediated as opposed to litigated. We would like to see some wisdom on the part of city leaders regarding issues like this. The other reason that this is important to me is because 3 weeks ago, sanitation workers came to my office and informed me that they made minimum wage picking up garbage in this city. 40-some years ago, sanitation workers came to Atlanta, Georgia from Memphis, Tennessee, and asked for our help. And of course, I was a little younger 40 years ago, so I wasn't that interested in helping sanitation workers in Memphis. However, we did eventually go to Memphis and take a stand for sanitation workers. 40-some years later, I'm a little wiser than I was when I was 22 years old. We have a responsibility to see that men who work every day and work hard every day are paid a decent wage. And if the city can find funds to waste on outside law firms, you ought to be able to find funds to pay men who pick up garbage every day and work very hard a decent wage where they can take care of their families. Thank you very much.
Thank you, sir. I know Mr. Atkins would like to visit with you for just a moment over on the side, if you would. Thank you.
Is this going to hurt any? Thank you.
Thank you, Madam Secretary.
Thank you. Your next speaker is L. Charles Stovall, followed by Ron Yeary. Mr. Stovall? Not present. Ron Yeary? Ron Yeary. Not present, Mr. Mayor. That concludes your speakers.
Thank you very much. In regard to the consent agenda today, there is one item that will be considered individually. That is item number 9. Item number 9. I've pulled that and asked that to be considered individually. With that, if I could have a motion for the remainder of the consent agenda. It's been moved and seconded. All those in favor signify by saying aye. Any opposed, so ordered. We'll now go into the items for individual consideration. I'm sorry. We have the minutes as the first item on the agenda. Those have been distributed in advance. It's been moved and seconded. All those in favor signify by saying aye. Any opposed, so ordered. Madam Secretary, I'll point out that items 53, 54, and 55 will require 2 seconds. Item 52, I have a conflict of interest on, so I'll excuse myself. Ms. Bedrano, if you would take over the chair.
Thank you. Thank you, Madam Mayor. Item number 52 is authorize an increase in the construction contract with Turner Construction Company assigned to the Dallas Center for the Performing Arts Foundation, Inc. for construction management for the Annette Strauss Artist Square Project.
Move second. Okay. I just want to make sure that on the record that the mayor is out of the room for conflict. We'll call the question. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All those opposed? Okay. Approved. Madam Secretary.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. We proceed now to item number 53. That item, again, requires 2 seconds. Authorize an amendment to Chapter 380 Loan Agreement with Citywide Community Development Corporation, dated August 1, 2008, to extend the deadline to commence construction of multifamily house and mixed-use retail and a skills training facility for the Dallas Urban League on sites located 4343 Lancaster Road and 4411 Lancaster Road in the Lancaster Corridor.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded. Seconds were by Mr. Salazar and Ms. Medrano. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? So ordered. I'd like to make a quick introduction before we go on, and I'd like to introduce two individuals from the Cambodian Temple of Dallas, Chui Khan. It's a pleasure to be able to welcome them in celebration of Asian Pacific American Heritage Month. We have invited both of these gentlemen to perform to be with us for this morning. The social inclusiveness of the vast languages, religions, and cultural traditions of the Asian Americans and Pacific Islanders strengthens the fabric of our city, state, and country. During Asian Pacific American Heritage Month, we celebrate the achievements of a culture that have helped define our community. Diversity is abundant in Dallas and is among one of our greatest assets. We also live in a society where cultural diversity plays an important part in our lives. Asian Americans, Pacific Islanders have contributed to the good fortune of our growing multicultural city. Contributions of each community are vital to building a world-class city, and we want to thank Chui Khan for joining us this morning. We appreciate you being with us. Thank you very much. Thank you so much. We appreciate you being with us. Thank you very much. Madam Secretary, item number 54, please.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Item number 54 is authorize a Chapter 380 grant agreement with the Southern Dallas Development Corporation in an amount not to exceed $1 million for the Southern Dallas Small Business Loan Program for the benefit of small businesses located in Southern Dallas.
Ms. Newman, please.
Thank you, Mayor. I participate in the conversation of this agenda item at the Economic Development Committee. I am supportive of it today. I just am cautioning and reinforcing to staff the importance of good follow-up and good maintenance on it. This is $1 million of taxpayer funds. I philosophically am very concerned about the city getting in the lending business. I understand we're doing it through another entity. And I'm glad we've broken this apart, $500,000 tranche and the second $500,000 tranche. I'm going to follow back up to make sure, as this moves along, to make sure it is successful. I would encourage the professional staff and the manager to make sure that as we're investing in businesses, these are sustainable businesses. This is not, we do not want to create a market where there's not a market. The beauty of the market, the free market system is, it survives because you have a good idea, a good product, good execution, and the city's role is not creating markets. The city's role is providing essential city services. So I will support this morning, Mayor, with concern and following up as it progresses. Thank you.
Appreciate those comments. Mr. Askin, please.
Thank you, Mayor. Also, thank you, Dave, for supporting this. I thank this with America's Southern Sector Task Force. I think that South Dallas Development Corporation did a great job. And also, I want to thank Jerry Allen personally for going to look at an initiative that since you serve on finance and audit, Jerry, you went over, you look at the institution, you saw they do run a very, very well ship over there. And I think we'd be in good hand with South Dallas Development Corporation to oversee this $500,000. I think that the city of Dallas is not in the loan business, but we're also in the business of development in our southern sector. And I think there is a need for the southern sector to be sure that we do have loans out there to sustain our development in the southern sector. On another note, that during the task force, we found out there's a whole lot of opportunities for small business to grow. We look at Wingstop right now, and that came from South Dallas Development Corporation. If that was not there, Wingstop would not be a public trading company now. So therefore, there's a whole lot of great come out of greatness. And when some do come out of great, we need to applaud our staff for coming to the recommendation. We need to applaud our city manager that we do have the money and resources laying out to the southern sector. Again, thank you, Mayor.
Thank you, Mr. Atkins. Mr. Tiffany, please.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. This particular item, I think, was asked the Economic Development Committee three different times. We spent a lot of time discussing this. I think the focus on this is to provide the necessary funding through properly structured, commercially viable loans to entities that might not have another source to go to in the community. I think that the staff, to follow up on Mr. Newman's comment, clearly understands that what we want to make sure is that these businesses, this is used as a way for them to get themselves started. It is in no way considered to be grants or giveaway money. They are going to undergo very close scrutiny to make sure that there's adequate business plans to repay the money, and then the repayment and the money that the city earns on that interest is then going to be funneled back into future lending opportunities. We did put a limit on this. We're going to try it for a year, see what happens. If the track record is good, then we're going to move forward with it. So I think we put enough adequate safeguards. Anytime you go out and do something new, you're taking a risk, and that just comes with life. I think this is one of those that are carefully calculated, and hopefully Mr. Zabakowski, Lee, and your staff, if you listened carefully to the Economic Development Committee and to the Council's remarks, a year down the road, we'll say we did the right thing. So thank you very much. Thank you.
Thank you. Appreciate those comments. Ms. Margolin, please.
Thank you, Mayor. This money is coming from existing economic development funds that we have budgeted primarily for attracting businesses to the city. So this is, as far as I'm concerned, a legitimate use of this money. Instead of attracting new businesses, it's to support existing businesses and to help them grow. And I believe that it can be used to develop the economic base for the southern sector to promote existing businesses and to help us build our business infrastructure. And so I support it, and I just wanted to make those comments. Thank you.
Thank you. Mr. Carroll, please.
Yeah, thank you, Mayor. And let me say thank you, Ms. Margolin, for those comments. And I want to say thanks to Councilman Atkins and to the Mayor and the task force. This is most appropriate for us to move forward, and thanks to the Economic Development for you all's tenacity and vision. This has been a proven success, and it's going to provide an opportunity for businesses, especially small businesses, to have an opportunity to get that bootstrap to kind of come up and be that quality retail that we are seeking in the southern sector. So I do applaud and appreciate the fact that this is in motion, and we hope to see more. Know that this will be a success, and looking forward in its growth in the future years to come.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. As mentioned, this is one of the elements that came out of the task force feeling it was an important element of trying to provide opportunities for a number of our businesses in southern and western parts of our city. As I also pointed out, this is designed to be a revolving fund, so that these funds will be used to create jobs, create business opportunities, and then as those get paid out, hopefully that will spur other additional businesses in the future, too. With that, it's been, I need a motion.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded by Ms. Hill and Mr. Carraway. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed, so ordered. Madam Secretary, 55, please.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Item number 55 is authorize an amendment to resolution number 09-1102 to increase the loan amount by $700,000 on an existing Chapter 380 Economic Development Forgivable Loan with Sapphire Road Development, LLC.
It's been moved and seconded by Ms. Petrano and Mr. Atkins. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? So ordered. Madam Secretary, addendum item number 6 and 7, please.
Thank you.
Well, you're pulling those up, Madam Secretary. Mr. Caraway, could I ask you to make an introduction, please?
Yes. Let me say thank you, Mayor. We have some visitors in from Paris, not Paris, France, but Paris, Texas. And I have dubbed these young men as committee number two. When you see the smiles and the faces of these young gentlemen that are here visiting us at City Hall, they just had an opportunity to witness government in process. They've had an opportunity to just witness the passing of a policy that we've just set forth in building and allowing small businesses to have an opportunity to grow, legitimate businesses. I want to take this time to welcome Mr. Jerome Pickett, who's the mentor of these young men. Mr. Pickett, would you please stand? And also the middle school committee from Crockett Middle School, would you all kindly please stand? Gentlemen. They travel. Go ahead. Come down to the mic.
First of all, I'd just like to thank the mayor and the committee for having us here. I also have my high school here. I have a freshman representative from the program, a sophomore, a junior, and I have a senior that's going to Southeastern University, just signed a letter of intent to play basketball.
Wonderful.
So these are the gentlemen that went through Crockett and now are in high school and headed beyond. These gentlemen, could you stand up?
Well, everyone please stand. All
everyone,
of you stand from Crockett.
Up.
And some passion. Thank you all. And they're going to tour council. They're going to tour City Hall today. We're going to have lunch today, so they're going to have lunch. And it's a pleasure having you all here. They also are going to, and we're working through the process of bringing them in on June the 12th, so they can attend our tour and our trip, our Team Summit trip that we're taking to Memphis, Tennessee for the Civil Rights Tour. So they're going to be back in here from Paris to attend and go to Memphis, Tennessee with us. Jerry, take off because you're going to have to go. And we'll see you all from there. But anyway, thank you, Mayor, for allowing that. Thank you, council members, and thank you all for being good stewards and good citizens.
Appreciate that. Thank you very much, Mr. Caraway. Appreciate all of you being here. Madam Secretary, 6 and 7.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Item 6 and 7 need to be considered collectively. Item number 6, addendum item number 6, is authorized, number 1, a development agreement with Citywide Community Development Corporation and or its affiliates, Lancaster Urban Village Residential, LLC, Lancaster Urban Village Garage, LLC, and Lancaster Urban Village Commercial, LLC, to dedicate future TIF revenues for the Economic Development Grant and other eligible project costs related to the Lancaster Urban Village. And number 2, the TOD TIF District Board of Directors to dedicate up to $8,492,273 from future TOD TIF District revenues in accordance with the development agreement. Addendum item number 7 is a resolution declaring the intent of tax increment financing reinvestment zone number 17, TOD TIF District, to reimburse Citywide Community Development Corporation and or its affiliates up to $8,492,273 for certain TIF-eligible project costs.
Move approval for item 6 and 7.
Thank you, Ms. Hill. And seconded by Ms. Davis and Ms. Medrano. All those in favor signify by saying aye. Any opposed? So ordered. Madam Secretary, 8, please.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Item number 8 is number 1. Authorize a public hearing to be held on January 23rd, 2010 for an application to the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development for a Community Development Block Grant Section 108 Guaranteed Loan Program in an amount not to exceed $1 million for demolition of existing buildings, site improvements, and loan interest reserve to aid Chicory Court Number 9 LP, including construction of 107 apartment units. And at the close of the public hearing, number 2, consideration of submission of an application to HUD for a CDBG Section 108 Guaranteed Loan Program loan to a Chicory Court Number 9 LP in an amount not to exceed $1 million.
It's been moved and seconded by Ms. Hill and Mr. Nutinski. All those in favor signify by saying aye. Any opposed? To order. Madam Secretary.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Item number 9 is authorized number 1, a public hearing to be held on January 23rd, 2010 for submission of an application to HUD for a Community Development Block Grant Section 108 Guaranteed Loan Program in an amount not to exceed $1,500,000. And number 2, at the close of the public hearing, consideration of submission of an application to HUD for a CDBG Section 108 Guaranteed Loan Program loan to a Kleberg Leased Housing LP in an amount not to exceed $1,500,000.
Mr. Atkins, moved.
Yes.
It's been seconded by Ms. Hill and Ms. Medrano. All those in favor signify by saying aye. Any opposed? To order. Madam Secretary, item number 10, please, on the addendum.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Authorize number 1, a public hearing to be held on January 23, 2010 for submission of a to HUD for a Community Development Block Grant Section 108 Guaranteed Loan Program in an amount not to exceed $1,500,000. And number 2, at the close of the public hearing, consideration of submission of an application to HUD for a CDBG Section 108 Guaranteed Loan Program loan to aid Wynwood Seniors Housing LP in an amount not to exceed $1,500,000.
Mr. Newman, please.
Mayor, thank you, Council. This particular project has brought significant discussion in and around the location. There's an existing tax credit housing project. And the proposal on the table is to basically tear down a third of the housing infrastructure and build a seniors project. This is directly adjacent to the Wynwood Village Shopping Center, which is still successful, but I as a councilman and Ms. Hasso as a councilwoman adjacent and Mr. Carraway, also on the other side of 35, are very much interested in moving forward as far as the shopping center. I am going to ask the council to authorize this public hearing today. I have significant reservations that I've spoken at community meetings with the developer involved and our staff. As a byproduct of this motion this morning of asking for the public hearing on the 23rd, I'm going to be working and asking Mr. Killingsworth with the Housing Department and the City Attorney's Office to meet with me and neighborhood leaders besides Wynwood North, Elmwood, Beckleywood, and Wynwood to try to make sure we can identify specific conditions we can put in place in order to ensure this is the right thing for the neighborhood for this particular housing project. The developer has given a very nice, glossy presentation with nice, beautiful pictures, and I've commented very carefully to neighbors, be careful, pictures are not of no guarantee. You can't bind a developer on pictures, and so I'm hopeful between now and the 23rd I can get more comfortable. I'm not comfortable today, but hopefully by the 23rd I can get comfortable, and it can be a collective process of moving forward for the neighborhoods and for this particular project. So with concern and pause, I do move approval.
It's been moved and seconded by Mr. Cadet, Ms. Hill, and Ms. Medrano. All those in favor signify by saying aye. Ms. Hill, I'm sorry, please.
If I may ask you,
please.
Mr. Newman, I need to make sure that I've got the right complex in mind.
It's the Parks at Wynwood. It is east of Wynwood Village Shopping Center along Zang.
I've got the right
north of Illinois.
And I'm sorry to mess you up ahead of time.
No, no problem whatsoever.
Sure. I've got the right one.
It's 40-plus years old, and it's aging. And so the question for the community and for the area is what to do.
Right.
What's the right plan?
I agree. Thank you so much.
Appreciate it. Thank you. It's been moved and seconded. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? So ordered. Madam Secretary, number 11, please.
Number 11 is authorized, number 1, a public hearing to be held on January 23rd, 2010, for submission of an application to HUD for a Community Development Block Grant Section 108 Guaranteed Loan Program, loan not in an amount not to exceed $1,600,000, and at the close of the public hearing, number 2, consideration of submission of an application to HUD for CDBG Section 108 Guaranteed Loan Program loan to aid SBC Lawnview Villas, LP, in an amount not to exceed $1,600,000.
Ms. Davis, please.
Thank you, Mayor. I'm asking for approval for this particular project in District 7. This would be a seniors project that's at Longview, also Sain. I think we've met with the neighborhood. They are in full support of this particular project. And so I think it will be a benefit to this area and to that community.
For sure.
Move for approval.
Second. It's been moved and seconded by Ms. Hill and by Ms. Medrano. And Ms. Medrano properly points out that this is to authorize the public hearing to move forward with the project. Eventually, we'll have the actual approval of that project come before us. It's been moved and seconded. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? So ordered. Now, Secretary, number 12, please.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Item number 12 is authorized, number 1, a public hearing to be held on January 23rd, 2010, for submission of an application to HUD for CDBG Section 108 Grant Guarantee Loan Program in an amount of $7,400,000. And at the close of the public hearing, number 2, consideration of an application to HUD for a CDBG Section 108 Guaranteed Loan Program loan for Lancaster Urban Commercial LLC in an amount not to exceed $7,400,000.
Ms. Hill, please.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I do want to point out again that this is just authorizing the public hearing.
Correct.
And I want those listening to understand that that's what we're doing with this. And I move approval.
I appreciate you pointing that out. And really, all items 9 through 12 are the authorization of the public hearing, which then will lead to the eventual determination by the council. Appreciate that. So it's been moved and seconded by Ms. Hill and by Mr. Atkins. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
I thought Ms. Hill made the motion. Ms. Hill made the motion.
Ms. Hill made it. I think, Ms. Hill, you made the motion, right?
I made the motion, Mr. Atkins and Ms. Davis.
Ms. Davis.
Thank you. Second.
All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? So ordered. We'll now go into a very brief executive session. There's just one item on it. And then I anticipate that we will then reconvene about 1:15 for our afternoon. Today we'll have the memorial service, our annual memorial service for our police officers. That'll begin at 12, but if we could begin assembling in the 11:30 time frame, that would be appreciated. With that, then, what we'll do is have our executive session now. I can't anticipate it'll just take a couple of minutes. We'll go into the briefing session and back, and then again anticipate reconvening about 1:15 this afternoon for our afternoon. That being the case, at 9:43 on May 12th, the City Council will now go into a closed session under Section 551.071 of the Open Meetings Act to receive advice from and consult with the City Attorney on the following matters. Yin-Yin versus the City of Dallas that were described on today's agenda. With that, we are in recess. We'll call our afternoon session to order. Madam Secretary, if you could read number 9 into the order, into the record, please.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. The time is 1:34. Agenda item number 9 is authorized supplemental agreement number 1 to the professional services contract for the law firm of Monk Carter LLP for additional legal services necessary in the lawsuit filed Yin-Yin versus City of Dallas et al.
Mr. Mayor,
I move
that this item be deferred until June 9th.
Second. It's been moved and seconded. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? So ordered. Let's go to our zoning agenda then. Items number 56 and 58 on the consent agenda will be considered individually. Mr. Nikinski has requested that those be considered individually. So with that, Madam Secretary, if you'd read in 57 and 59 through 65 into the record, if there's any speakers on those.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Item number 57 is a public hearing and an ordinance granting a planned development district for a public school and R-7.5A single-family district uses on property zoned in R-7.5A single-family district on property generally bounded by both sides of Palisades Drive, Prairie Creek Road, Tonawanda Drive, and Greendale Drive. Item number 59 is a public hearing and an ordinance granting a planned development district for a public school other than an open enrollment charter school and R-7.5A single-family district uses on property zoned in R-7.5A single-family district on the northwest corner of Lingle Lane and Nomar Drive. Item number 60 is a public hearing and an ordinance granting an amendment to Plan Development District Number 667 for a public school other than an open enrollment charter school and an R-10A single-family district uses on the west side of Franklin Street, south of Gibbs-Williams Road. Item number 61 is a public hearing and an ordinance granting an amendment to Plan Development District Number 639 for a public school other than an open enrollment charter school and R-10A single-family district uses in an area generally bounded by Merrill Road, Pensive Drive, Altman Drive, and Goodyear Drive. Item number 62 is a public hearing to receive comments and an ordinance granting an amendment to Plan Development District Number 84 for a private school and a school for special education in the northwest quadrant of Royal Lane and the Dallas North Tollway. Item number 63 is a public hearing and an ordinance granting a specific use permit for an open enrollment charter school on property zoned in R-7.5A single family district and specific use permit number 506 for a community service center on the northwest corner of Wright Street and Hampton Road. Item number 64 is a public hearing and an ordinance granting an R-7.5A single-family district on property zoned in AA Agricultural District on the east line of Tempest Drive, north of Prater Street. Item number 65 is a public hearing and an ordinance granting a historic district overlay with additional residential uses, regulations, and preservation criteria on property zoned Plan Development District Number 298, Subarea 11, on the southwest corner of Swiss Avenue and Texas Street. Are there any individuals in the audience that would like to address the City Council on the items that were read into the record? Those that are in opposition of the CPC recommendation to approve the item. We will take speakers that are in opposition of the CPC recommendation to approve. Are there any speakers in the audience that would like to speak in favor? If you'll please come in and state your name and address for the record, you will be allowed 3 minutes to speak. And if you will please clarify for the record the item under which you're speaking for. Thank you.
My name is Neely Curl. I live at 2306 Millmar Drive, zip code 75228. I am much in reference to number 59 concerning Brian Adams. Basically, Brian Adams was zoned R75. It was, as opposed to the public record, which is pretty loose, indicating it was built in the early 60s, which must have been a newsflash to those kids sitting in the field because it was built in 1957, is to tighten up this regulation for future generations. Basically, this was the track home type of community. I guess everybody was supposed to be young ones, old ones, and then move out. Brian Adams was located on a branch of Ash Creek. Some of you may be familiar with Ash Creek. Lake Hills Preparatory School is at the lower end of Ash Creek. Some of you have been very active in cleaning that property up, and those who have not visited Lake Hills need to go there. They're going to be having monthly meetings in the fall. In 1963, when there was an addition built onto Brian Adams, where the zoning could have been rectified, it was let lay at R75. 63 sort of represents three things to me. President Kennedy was assassinated. The rubble from the improved Ferguson Road was dumped on Ash Creek, laid down there for 40 years. And the zoning from the city council at that time was just let lay. Now, if you look at some of the paperwork on this right now, you'll see the topographical map, and then you'll see the site map with the school. But don't look for Ash Creek, because it's not there. Now, you can do the same things that the city council did in 63 or prepare for future generations. Any time a map of Bryant Islands is generated, it needs to have not just the street names, but the creek names. Supposedly those thousands or tens of thousands of dollars of trees could be protected if they're really recognized. Now, two things at this point will happen for future generations. One is when the school gets ready, that part of the creek and those trees will be protected for them to have an open area class, just like Lake Hills does today. And number two, in the United States, there's two things happening in our school system. We're consolidating classes and closing down schools. So for the future generations whose great-grandparents are being born today, and Pine Island will not even be remembered, that area might be protected for them to have a little walk for in the future. I am pro changing the from a residential to a school zoning. That's obvious. But we need to plant the seed for future generations here with proper designations, mapping, and inventory of those trees. Thank you very much.
Appreciate that.
Thank you. Are there any other speakers that would like to speak in favor of the CPC recommendations to approve the items read into the record? No further speakers, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you very much. Could I have a motion on all of the remaining items on the consent agenda?
Second.
Been moved and seconded. Thank you very much. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed, so ordered. Now, Secretary, can we go to 56, please?
Thank you. Number 56 is a public hearing and an ordinance granting renewal of an amendment to specific use permit number 1682 for an alcoholic beverage establishment for a private club bar on property zoned a CR community retail district at the southeast corner of Midway Road and Frankford Road.
Mr. Mayor, we sent 201 notices to property owners to inform of their request. We received one reply in favor and no replies in opposition.
Thank you.
Are there any individuals in the audience that would like to speak on item number 56 in opposition of the CPC recommendation to approve? Any speakers in opposition? Are there any speakers in favor of the CPC recommendation to approve item number 56? No speakers, Mr. Mayor.
Ms. Santisky, please.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. There's still some last-minute things that need to be cleaned up on this case. I move that we hold this with the public hearing open until May 26th.
So May 26th. All right, it's been moved and seconded. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed, so ordered. Madam Secretary, 58, please.
Thank you. Item number 58 is a public hearing and an ordinance granting an amendment to Plan Development District Number 202 for certain non-residential uses on the east line of Preston Road, north of Crownover Court.
Mr. Mayor, we sent 104 notices to property owners and 503 of their requests. We received 12 replies in favor and 7 in opposition.
Are there any individuals in the audience that would like to speak in opposition of the CPC recommendation to approve? Any speakers in favor of the CPC recommendation to approve? No speakers, Mr. Mayor.
Ms. Kinsey, please.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Similar to the last one, staff is still doing some work on this one. I move to hold this with the public hearing open until June 9th.
Second.
June 9th. Moved and seconded. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed, so ordered. Madam Secretary, with that, 66, please.
Item number 66 is a public hearing regarding an application for the creation of a new subdistrict within the light mixed use subdistrict portion of Plant Development District Number 631 and an ordinance granting an amendment to the light mixed use subdistrict within Plant Development District Number 631 and an ordinance granting a specific use permit for a machine shop use.
Mr. Mayor, we sent 58 notices to property owners within 500 feet of the area request, received 10 replies in favor and four replies in opposition to the request.
Are there any individuals in the audience that would like to speak in opposition of the CPC recommendation to approve the item? Any speakers in favor of the CPC recommendation to approve? No speakers, Mr. Mayor.
Mr. Salazar, please.
Thank you, Mayor. I have some questions of the applicant regarding this issue, which I will ask the council to hold until May 26th, and also so we can also review the site plan. So with that, I would move to keep the public hearing open and to hold this item to May 26th.
Yes, moved and seconded. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Item 6768 will require 2 seconds. You can read 67 in the record, please.
Item number 67 is a public hearing and an ordinance granting a planned development district for a private recreation center, club, or area limited to a public school district athletic complex and R-7.5A single-family district use on property zoned R-7.5A single-family district uses within the northwest quadrant of Military Parkway and Delafield Lane.
Mr. Mayor, we sent 94 notices to property owners within 500 feet of their request. We received 5 replies in favor and 5 replies in opposition. As you noted, this is a designated zone.
Are there any individuals that would like to speak in opposition of the CPC recommendation to approve? Any speakers in favor of the CPC recommendation to approve? No speakers, Mr. Mayor.
Again, this will require 2 seconds. The second certified that there's been substantial additional work done to develop opinion on this beyond the general materials that are disseminated.
Joanne?
It's been moved and seconded. The seconds came from Mr. Atkins and myself. All those in favor signify by saying aye. Any opposed to order? Madam Secretary, 68, please. 68.
Thank you. Item number 68 is a public hearing and an ordinance granting a planned development district for a public school other than an open enrollment charter school and a private recreation center, club, or area and R-7.5A single-family district uses on property zoned a CH clustered housing district on the south corner of J.J. Lemon Road and Langdon Road.
Mr. Mayor, we sent 33 notices to property owners from 500 feet of their request, received 9 replies in favor and 2 replies in opposition. As was noted, this is a designated zoning case.
Thank you.
Are there any individuals in the audience that would like to speak in opposition of the CPC recommendation to approve the item? Any speakers in favor of the CPC recommendation to approve the item? No speakers, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you. Mr. Jackson, please.
Thank you, Mayor. You know, I'd like to thank Dallas City School District and all the trustees that for some reason that in 2011 we probably have more than 5 new schools coming in District 8, and that's a blessing there. This school is probably dear to District 8 because we talked about the Inland Port, the old Whitman School District, which we got development out there as we talk today. They're going to reopen the high school. They're going to redo the football stadium. Besides having a high school there, they're going to do an elementary school there, which will be 92,000 square feet on 9 acre land, and they're going to build amenities to that area. So I move to close the public hearing and approve the item number 68 per the City Planning Commission recommendation.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? So ordered. That concludes our agenda, Madam Secretary, our afternoon speakers.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. We begin your afternoon speakers with Ozumba Lunks, followed by William Hopkins. I will first recite the speaker guidelines. Citizens and other visitors attending the meeting of the City Council shall observe the same rules of propriety, decorum, and good conduct applicable to members of the City Council. Any persons making personal, impertinent, profane, or slanderous remarks who become boisterous while addressing the City Council or while attending the City Council meeting shall be removed from the room if the sergeant at arms is so directed by the presiding officer, and the person shall be for the audience before the City Council during that session of the City Council. Individuals will be allowed 3 minutes to speak. Please state your name and address for the record. Please proceed.
All praise due to God and not man. There is a final judge, and that judge is God. Man ain't running nothing. What I do want to say is this year we mentioned up in the world. What I do want to say is, Merle, you have been turning down my mic, just not allowing me to speak, curtailing my speech. You were going to brief and you come back out to how the meeting is over. You put all kind of tricks on the evening speakers when the morning speakers know where they're going to speak. You're trying to stop me from coming, but I'm still going to come, Merle. And if you want to do something, you want to stop me, Merle, kill me. And if you want to stop me, kill God. And I tell all of you, and I tell the world, when you kill God, then I do anything you want me to do. But first, you have to kill my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Mayor, I don't mess with nobody. I never have. Anybody came, my neighbor, when Zuma walks here, he don't miss nobody. Even when I was in high school, I wasn't a fighter and I didn't pick fights. But I always had my rights violated, and the power that be can't stand for a black man to want justice. We say we have liberty, equality, and justice, and our constitutional right, but we don't. I've been violated, gravely violated by this city that I've been in 61 years and served in the military and have kept a clean record and everything, tried to be a good citizen, but not an ignorant citizen the way you play me, Merle. Oh, Zuma, it's not the city's fault, it's the county's fault. Well, hell, the city police took me to jail, Merle. It was the city who put me in jail. If you wouldn't have took me down, I wouldn't have been there without my cancer medication, without my hypertension medication, without ever medicating in a dirty jail. The cell was there. I wiped it. I was taught things, got blacked up. The city put me in the hospital party. You didn't do nothing for me. Overnight. And then I went to court for 13 months. The same guy to sit on the jury to send my son to the pen. He had to do two more. He thought he was going to come out of here. You know what? Pete pointed the gun at me. The same one to send my son to the pen, stuck a Glock in my face. Not in my face, but pointed at me. That's a shame you admit it. The same one to send my son to the pen, pointed a Glock at me. You did nothing about it. I wrote a pill on a Friday, and on a Monday I went to jail because I had this. So I had to defend my life. Three guys that were six that for the game messing with me. Oh, that's the old, that's the bald old man. We're going to run him around. They didn't know I was being on death. They don't know I don't play in this HIWT. You know, don't do me like that. You know what I mean? Don't do me like I don't play that. I don't mention nobody. Don't mention me. Whenever you violate me or man or my people, you got a problem. I'm going to be down there until I die until you make retribution to me, bro. I made it easy. That's a man, that's me. Just talk about it. Man, I could have been gone. You know, one time I said to myself, if the mayor give me a dollar, I quit coming down there. This is how I got with it. You know you did me wrong, man. I wasn't charged with nothing.
Thank you.
Thank you.
God bless this year, not the devil.
Your next speaker is William Hopkins, followed by Leslie Allen Davis. William Hopkins is not present. Mm-hmm. Leslie Allen Davis is not present. Michael King will be followed by Jay Robertson.
Thank you, Madam Secretary. Good afternoon, Mr. Mayor and Council. I was been talking about economic disparities. I was kept talking about the health availability and disparity study. The North Central Texas Council of Government was asked to facilitate a joint availability and disparity study for six entities as it relates to their disadvantaged business enterprises, minority and women enterprises program. The members of this multi-jurisdictional consortium consisted of the City of Arlington, City of Fort Worth, Fort Worth Independent School District, DFW Airport, the T, which is the Local Transportation Agency in Fort Worth, and the NTTA. This study of these six entities will be released this summer. I'm asking this council again to do an availability study to find out where we have our position. If not, I would send a letter to the council government to see if they can have to do one for the City of Dallas. We need to know if these barriers are gone. So that study will be released this summer, which consists of six entities that the North Council of Government has was drawn to as. They did it last year, so it will be out this summer. Other topics, swimming is a basic recreation activity for all ages. The pools that will be open this summer will be Bonnie Creek Pool, J.C. Saragossa, Lake Highland, Marjorie's, Pleasant Oaks, T.C., and Walnut Hill. As a former member of the park board, it doesn't make sense to have all these other pools shut down for the summer. Why are we renovating pools in swimming season? We have from after Labor Day to May 1st to make sure the pools are in order. In 2006, in the bond program, we allocated $2.7 million for aquatic facilities. And most of these are minor repairs. Also, we had $500,000 set aside for community pool amenities enhancement. It doesn't make any sense for the kids out to suffer this summer, and most of the pools in the southern sector are closed. Thurgood Marshall got pulled out. Once these pools get pulled out, they will not be going back in. Glendale Pool closed last year and it's still to be closed. It's on schedule to be closed again. They were due to a water pump. I know it's going to take 2 years for the water to come back in the swimming pool. This is causing disparity in our recreation system for the citizens. Sandy Graham will be closed. There's no reason for Sandy Graham to be closed. We have a Sandy Trust that's supposed to take all the properties of Sandy properties. There's no make no sense to these pools being closed this summer. And we should have enough funds in here to operate these pools. And again, I ask the question, why are these pools being closed during summer swimming season? The pools open from Memorial Day to Labor Day. In 9 months, you have plenty of time to get those pools in shape. Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you. Ms. Davis, do you want to make a comment?
Thank you, Mayor. I need to get an update on the pools. I've been getting some calls in my district. I think there are 3 pools in my district that's looking to close. Can I get Paul Dyer to come and update me on the pools and the situation with the pools? I know 2 of them are being renovated, and then the 3rd one I just need to know. And then what's the other location? If those pools are closed, where can they go, or what's the closest pool in the area to go? Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you. Your next speaker is Jay Robertson. Jay Robertson is not present. Your final speaker this afternoon, Wayne Wooten, is not present.
Thank you for being with us. We're adjourned.
Meeting adjourns at 1:56.